Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from VegGrower Podcast, and this is episode 160. And this week's title is How I Grow Parsley. And today is the 19th of March, 2018. Now, coming up today, I have the diary as usual, which includes quite a few things I've done over the weekend, despite the weather. I then have the calendar as usual. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about how I grow parsley, which is one of those fantastic herbs that everybody should be growing. Anyway, more on that later. But firstly, I just want to apologise if you hear some banging going on. My neighbours are having some work going on. I was hoping they would be finished by now, but I kind of had to get this podcast done. So I'm hoping it won't come out too much. Anyway, the diary. Now, in the evenings last week after work, it's not been able to do a huge amount, actually. It's dark. I've been working late most nights. So it's just been watering and the usual kind of maintenance, really. However, and this has been a really good development, all three of my quail hens are now laying an egg, which means every day last week, except for last night, I got three quail eggs. Now, one of these quail eggs that I got during the week was really big. Well, really big for quail eggs, I should say. I accidentally broke it, bring it in. Only cracked the skin slightly, so I had to cook it there and then. And I fried it, and it was a double yolk. It was lovely. But anyway, with all three hens now laying, I'm getting a lot of quail eggs. Sunday, I've done the weekly harvest report. Well, I noticed, really, as I was writing it up, you know, you often hear gardeners say, if you're going to grow vegetables, grow high-value crops. Well, last week there was 10 chicken eggs and 20 quail eggs. The chicken eggs were worth £2.50. The quail eggs were worth £4.20, which makes the quail eggs the higher-value crop. So that kind of gave me pause for thought. And given they need less space, it kind of really made me again think about that advice. Now, because these quail eggs have been building up, I was actually experimenting with a few things last week and cooking them. So I made some scotch eggs, and they were fantastic for scotch eggs. And I've also pickled some. Now, the pickling is going to take a while to mature, but I'll be putting recipes up for these if they all work out. I'm just perfecting the scotch eggs. Really, really happy with these, I have to say. Saturday morning, I dropped some manure down the allotment, basically for the potatoes. I had planned to sow them over the weekend. The weather, it wasn't going to happen. But that doesn't stop me from getting the pots ready and the boxes ready to plant them in. So after dropping the manure down the allotment, I went home and I actually completed my outdoor quail aviary, which I'm really happy about, because I'd be glad to get them out in there and give them a lot more space. I say completed, it just needs another lick of paint, but it's ready to go, basically. I've just got a final lick of paint, put the quails in, they'll have more space and they should be a lot happier. The space the quail have at the moment is actually pretty plenty, but I do like to give a bit more than what they need. Now, it was bitterly cold over the weekend, as I'm sure you're all aware. Friday, I was in the New Forest, and it was 20 degrees, and Saturday, it was just freezing cold. Now, I normally say I don't mind the cold, but I'm finding I am feeling it at the moment. So, I didn't really do much in the garden, apart from the aviary. But I did go into one of my sheds. Well, I have four sheds in total, so I kind of went in several of them, but my main one was my large one, which is a kind of 12 foot by 8 foot. It's huge. It's my workshop. It's where I do a lot of my woodwork and my building and sort of things. It's made from old railway sleepers. It's a pretty awesome piece of kit. I really like it. But because it's my workshop, it's where I do a lot of my stuff. And one of the jobs I've been meaning to do was fix my brush cutter. So I had it in there and I stripped it down. I was cleaning the carburetor out and the fuel pipes, replacing the fuel pipes and everything, giving it a good service, cleaned the air filters out, oiled everything up, and it worked. I finally got my brush cutter working, which means I can make a lot of progress down here a lot. But I like the brush cutter because it is a blade, a spinning blade. And when you have brambles and things, it really does knock those down a hell of a lot. After fixing my brush cutter, I basically left it running for a while, just outside in the garden, just left it running to run on petrol through and just make sure everything was cleaned out. While it was doing that, I started cutting up some more pallets. And this pallet wood is so I can complete building my beds down the allotment. Now, I've cut up enough to complete it. They are currently stacked up in a way that they can dry out. And hopefully when we get some nice weather, I will be painting them. So I'm very, very happy to get that job done as well. Sunday, I went down the allotment. Now, I did say I had planned to plant potatoes. I'd actually planned to do a lot more, but I just got that and it was just so cold. I walked around filming the monthly tour. Because I was on call, I tend to do a monthly walk around the plots for the YouTube channel. My hands were freezing. Probably could have got away with it wearing gloves, but me being me, I didn't. Anyway, all I really done was I harvested some Brussels sprouts. Now, these Brussels sprouts were well overdue. So I've got those and they worked out. I've got a few Brussels sprouts, 250 grams worth, I think, if I remember right, out of three plants that were still there. There was a lot that were blown, but they don't go to waste. I feed them to the chickens and the quail absolutely love them. So don't get wasted. I'll go for that. After that, I headed back home and I basically spent the rest of the day in the potting shed. Now, I started by potting on the chili plants that I mentioned last week, my Scotch Bonnet. I think I named them Hot Scotch last year. They were actually Scotch Bonnet. And I've potted those on into some bigger pots. They are looking fantastic and growing nicely. And now they've got that more room, they should do a lot better. With that out of the way, I set about pricking out my peppers and tomatoes. And these have been pricked out from the quarter seed trays into individual root trainers where hopefully they will continue to grow. I gave them a good water and a bit of a feed with the seaweed feed, which really does perk things up. I did notice that some of these tomatoes are actually growing really strongly. The overhead lights really do seem to have helped them out a lot. We just need that bit warmer weather and things will just suddenly shoot into life. With those out of the way, I've moved a few more seedlings around. These are sort of what has been sown over the last couple of weeks, and are going from propagator 1 to 2 to 3. As I've mentioned before, my whole process of sowing in the propagators. This gave me room in propagator 1 to sow some more vegetables. So I sowed some summer squash, a variety called Sunburst, melon, a variety called Avario, gherkin cucumbers and crystal apple cucumbers. Now most of these will be planted outside. The melon will be in the greenhouse, but I've sown so many, I'm going to try some outside as well. Melons do like heat, so if we get a good summer, it's possible. But I do like to grow whatever I can, wherever I can. I am lucky here on the South Coast that I do get some pretty warm weather. So I might as well make the use of it while I can. I did want to sow a lot more, but because of this cold snap, I thought I'd just wait. I mean, I was looking to sow some more peas and beans and things, but I'm just going to wait because those don't really need the heat from a propagator. So I will wait and then sow those probably next week. Now that is the diary up to date. We've got everything covered. So let's talk about the calendar. It suggests that many annuals, including marigolds, cornflowers and poppies, can be sown in late March. Sow in well-prepared beds, and once the seedlings have developed, two or three pairs of leaves, thin them out to give them ample space for growth. Remember not to handle the seedlings by their stems. Flowers, not really my thing. I know my wife does like cornflowers and poppies, so perhaps I should sow some for her, but they're just not really my thing. I'm only interested in edibles. So, how I grow parsley. Now, there are kind of two types of parsley that most of us grow, and I actually grow both of them, and they are flat-leaved or curly. Now, I personally believe both taste exactly the same, but I do find that curly, it does look better if you're using it as a garnish. Now, when I was training as a chef, that was the thing that everybody knew we would do, but I don't see the point in it myself, in part because I just see it as wasteful. I'd sooner garnish it with something we're going to eat, and parsley is edible, so it does hit that, I guess. Parsley originates from the Mediterranean, but has naturalised all over Europe. I do suspect that actually the Romans were probably responsible for bringing it to the UK as well as spreading it all over Europe. They were pretty good at that sort of thing. It is a member of the Apicea family, which is also known as the Umbellifera family, which it means it's closely related to things like carrots and parsnips. It is a biennial, so it should flower in its second year. However, I do find that it can flower in its first year if it gets too hot. And I generally find I get much more successful results by sowing it throughout the winter into spring compared to summer sown, certainly. Now, if I'm sowing in winter, I do find it does benefit from being sown in a heated propagator. My idea is to sow a few seeds a few weeks apart to try and keep an all-round supply, but when you're sowing seeds as much as I do, it's difficult to keep track. But when I remember to sow some more, I just sow some more, and I've never actually run out of parsley, so it does work. Parsley can be very slow to germinate, but once it has germinated, I tend to let it grow on until it's big enough that I can handle it, and then I will pot them on into their final pots. The final pots I tend to use like a multi-purpose compost or compost out of the compost bin, if I'm honest, and I use the long windowsill pot. Depends on how long. The 30 centimeters one is what I use, and I probably get away with 7 or 8 plants in that, and I find that works well for me. Now, I can keep them in the greenhouse or even in the kitchen over the winter. If I'm keeping them in the kitchen, I might grow them in smaller pots, but in the greenhouse, those 30 centimeter troughs are perfect. If they're growing up throughout the warmer times, the summer and what have you, I'll just keep them by the back door. Now, they do like to be well watered. They can tolerate full sun, but they do prefer partial shade and to be kept relatively cool. I find in the summer, if they get too hot, that's when they seem to flower in the first year. Now, we can just rip off the flowers as soon as we see them start to bud and continue using them. But generally speaking, I find if we can beat it, growing it through the winter, starting off early, not a problem. I generally don't get many problems, if I'm honest, growing them. Once they're grown up and strong, they carry on fine. Although I have read that carrot fly can be a problem. Personally, I've never suffered from it myself. But carrot fly can be prevented. You either harvest it first thing in the morning or last thing at night, so there's the smell doesn't attract the carrot fly. Or the carrot fly, it does suffer from vertigo. So if you keep it about a metre high or put fine mesh netting around, it stops the carrot fly from getting to them. Harvesting, I just cut off as needed. I could cut the whole stalk if I really wanted that much for it, or just a few leaves as and when required. Again, there's nothing really difficult about harvesting. Just like most herbs, when I need it, I just go out there, pair scissors, and that's what I want. In the kitchen, I find it has lots of uses. I find it very good in butters and just using in herbs in general. I don't find it dries that easily personally, but with an all-round supply, I don't really need it to be dried. One of the things I do love to make with parsley is parsley sauce, and this makes a really lovely accompaniment, especially with a roast pork or something like that. So that is how I grow parsley. Again, it's one of those really easy herbs. Once you get the germination, and remember it likes it fairly cool, no real problems. So I'm going to wrap up now. Friday, I thought I mentioned this, Friday I'm heading to the Ideal Home Show. They do have gardening section there. I went there a few years ago and really enjoyed it, and the gardening section was pretty good. They do have a lot of gadgets. So I'm going to have to be very careful, because I do tend to find a lot of these gadgets sound really, really good, but they're completely useless in reality. I've probably got one of my sheds full of items that I've brought thinking they would be great, really useful. I've used them once and then not returned to them. In fact, I should really do a podcast on that sort of thing. Anyway, until next time, please take care, and I will speak to you all next time.